Weltpolitik, world policy or global policy, was based on a set of fallacious assumptions, as it would turn out, fatal fallacious assumptions. The first of them was that France and Russia could never become allies. Germany's position in the center of Europe meant that it faced a central geopolitical military problem, and it was Germany being in the center of Europe. It had to avoid at all costs, Bismarck had argued, a two-front war. Hence his emphasis on the isolation of France and friendship with Russia. Under William II, Germany increasingly behaved as if the republican nature of France and the reactionary nature of the Russian regime would make it impossible for the two ever to become effective allies, that they simply couldn't do it. Ideologically, they were incompatible. It also was based on the faulty assumption that Britain and Russia would always have serious colonial differences, particularly in Central Asia. Persia, currently Iran, was a source of contention between Russia and England, and the two would never really be able to overcome their differences. There would always be this sort of tension. In the international state system, as William II and his advisors saw it, Germany was more valuable as an ally to Russia, Austria-Hungary, or Britain than any of these countries were to Germany. They needed Germany more than Germany needed them. As a consequence, a number of steps were taken in the 1890s that would radically transform the international system, radically change Germany's position within it, and greatly exacerbate tensions all over Europe and indeed the world. The central pillar of Bismarckian policy had been friendship with Russia. This was absolutely key, as we've seen. In 1890, the so-called reinsurance treaty, which Bismarck had crafted with Russia in 1887, was due for renewal. William II and his advisors, after Bismarck's departure, decided that they would not renew this important alliance with Russia. The Russians beseeched Berlin not to do this. Russia needed German financial aid. Russia at this point was in the early 1890s, late 1880s, early 1890s, was in the throes of a massive industrial expansion. Russia needed to borrow money. It needed to float its bonds in the international financial markets. And the place that Russia had in the 1870s and 1880s been able to sell those bonds was in Berlin. Berlin had been the major money market for the Russian state. Even before Bismarck left office in 1889, he had been put under pressure by agrarian interests in Germany to close off these Berlin markets and no longer to allow the Russians to float their bonds in Berlin. As a consequence, already in 1889 and then in 1890, French financial interests had stepped in to attempt to lure the Russians to float their bonds in Paris and to make French investment capital available to the Russians. So the Russians were uneasy. They wanted Germany to continue this its traditional financial relationship, but the Kaiser refused to do that. And the failing to renew this important treaty, the reinsurance treaty, was also seen as a terrible blow by the Russians. Russia, between 1890 and 1892, repeatedly sought to convince the Germans to renew the treaty, or at least to come up with some new agreement, something that would bind the two states together. And in every instance, the German authorities refused. In 1892, the Russians signed a very informal agreement with France to talk about some sort of military alliance between the two.